Patreon subscribers. We can see you. This is us in the Street Fight Studios giving you your December video at the very last minute. It's officially New Year's Eve as we record this special show just for our Patreon subscribers right now.
Nobody's gonna get this. This is a video special. There is not going to be an audio release of this. So whoever you are that's listening to this, smallest show we've done in a very long time.
Exactly.
We don't care about you. I'm kidding. We care about you more. We're giving you a free show.
And it's to say thank you. As I have said recently on one of our guest shows at Arish, money is what makes this thing work. And we're able to take every dollar that y'all give us and spend it on things like going to Washington, D.C., putting together more videos, going to Chicago, getting to California by the end of next year is a big goal of ours. And we're going to continue pushing as much radical ideology as we can. And it's only because money makes that shit go round.
Right? Yeah.
And I have no money. Like, we have no money to put into this thing. If like all the money that we make, I spend it all on stuff that will pay off in the future, but
the future's a long way away.
Too far.
You're saying, yeah.
Sometimes.
I'm that way too.
I mean, we're getting $200, $200 a month now is what we're taking home for doing the show two times a week, and we're going for the next goal. But you got us here, so we want to cap this off with a proper 2017 show. You need our take on the media this year, right?
Right. Yeah. We don't want to, you know, here's the thing. We are not going to beg for money on this show. That is the other freeing thing about doing a Patreon show. Hey man, you're already paying.
Right.
You got this show. So, we're basically doing a year in review.
Right.
A little bit. What happened in the world of Street Fight this year?
There's so many chumps out there doing it wrong. So many horrible takes on 2016. We wanted to get you the correct one.
So, I'm going to start. We're going to do this in a few separate spots. Street Fight is going to be the last one. So, you know, we're not going to talk necessarily about Street Fight quite yet because, you know, we got to bring up the politics. The 2016 politics.
I want them drooling. I want them to fucking be drooling for that Street Fight content.
You want the Street Fight content. So the first place we're going to go for 2016, politics. The year of the shittiest politics in the history of years, I think. Right?
It was a lot. It was hard to ignore. I've spent a lot of time ignoring politics. But with Donald Trump entering the race and the fallout from all of that, has created some of the shittiest politics we've seen.
So we started the year, Brett and I did, we wanted to replace the Founding Fathers story with Marvel. We thought, we're going to erase the history books and just show people the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That's the new Founding Fathers story.
I feel like 9/11 is a moment in time similar to when we dropped the bomb on Japan, where it just shocks everybody into a childlike state.
Yeah.
And I think at that point it was like, I don't want to play politics anymore. I want to play Captain America.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah, Captain America is cooler than George Washington. 100 times out of 100, I'd rather be around Captain America than George Washington.
And I would like to see Spider-Man on some of the bills instead of an Andrew Jackson.
Right, yeah. I mean, he's a lot less problematic. That is for sure. But so we railed against people because that is a Street Fight staple, right? One of the big political causes we took up very early in this year was we crusaded against people who quit smoking and still bum cigarettes. You know, that's a political cause out there for us, baby. Hey, if you quit smoking, you quit smoking. That's it. You don't get to do... Yes?
We live in such a high-pressure society now where everybody that smokes is supposed to dig their fucking toes in the dirt and apologize to everybody. I'm sorry. I know you love me, but I'm just killing myself 7 minutes at a time, and I don't want to do... They have to put on a show every time now.
Right, yeah.
They can't just go buy cigarettes like I like them.
I know. They're paying emotional labor to go in and buy that $10 pack of cigarettes, and you're like, oh, I quit. I think smoking's disgusting, but can I get one of those?
Right.
I get one of them cigarettes from you, buddy?
I love them. Ciggy, 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 ciggy.
Yeah, the problem we had earlier in the year, if I can, I'll just reframe it for you real quick. Actually, a friend of mine had a supervisor at his work that had quit smoking that was bumming smokes off of him. And it's like, no. No, first of all, the supervisor needs to bring the smokes to work.
But agreed.
Yeah,
agreed.
Just a sick world we live in.
No, and I had, that's how you know who the boss is. I had definitely lots of low-rung bosses that would bum a cigarette and then bring you the next day, they'd bring you a pack and say, be like, you know, I'm the assistant manager here and I don't deserve it and we can just be friends. But yeah. I'm making a lot more than what you are.
Yeah, so that was an enemy of the revolution. We fought against the bathroom politics. I mean, the whole beginning of the year and through the summer, or the whole beginning of the year, right before election stuff really kicked up, bathrooms. People were worried about trans people using the bathrooms. And we had to go on the radio to white cis males and say, oh, cut the shit, everybody. Just cut it. Cut it. Cut it.
Yes. Please stop. I agree. It was pervy-ass Republicans that were starting this. They always are thinking about your genitals all the time. They want to know everybody's anybody's dick and vagina has been. They want to know everything about it. And they're obsessed. And they're the ones that take hold of the law and use it for this shit. So it's hard not to yell.
Right, yeah, the ding-dongs. I mean, they want to know what's going on with our genitals. And we fought against that this year. That was one of the wars. I mean, I know it seems like it's forgotten, but I don't think it is. North Carolina, I mean, where it all kicked off, mess. Every time I see that name come up, I'm like, oh, they're making it sound like North Korea over there.
Yeah, North Carolina got taken off some sort of fair voting standards. Like, they don't pass most of the international requirements for, like, a fair democratic election
process. Right, yeah. We also had, very early in the year, Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, huge hero of the show.
He's a street fight hero, really. Yes. Yeah.
Thank you to Dan the Undead for animating our love for Kaepernick and he's our Captain America, really.
The guy wouldn't stand up for the pledge. He was like, I'm going to take a knee, you know, fuck it. He even went to a troop and got permission. Like, he did it the way Brett and I wouldn't do. We'll burn a flag. We don't care. We would never ask a troop for permission. Well, we could, I guess, ask Piss Pig Granddad for his recommendations.
But he's not fighting for the American flag.
Yeah. Well, we also have Army Strength, shout out, on Twitter. Very good podcast, What a Hell of a Way to Die. Listen every week. And he's got a good show. We can ask him, too. But, I mean, he'll never stop it.
Yeah. Kaepernick said, you notice I'm not standing up? Here's why. And then bringing attention to something, which a lot of other people don't want to do. It's good when something like a fad catches on, because so many people don't know what they can do. And it's like, if you take a knee, it's symbolic now. Now people have something they can do.
It symbolized, this was the first time, I think this year, right? This is the first time we felt like people were coming our way. Like, yeah, fine, this America thing. Colin Kaepernick was the first bell, the first whistle that went off this year.
No, you're absolutely right. No, that's absolutely right, because the first few years of Street Fight are, we have to stop America. American policies, American thinking, all of this stuff gets us American problems and solutions, and all the shit we don't like strides from here. We need to step away. And we never heard that. Like, this has led to a radicalization of a lot of people, 2016 has. And Kaepernick going out there and saying, I don't fucking pledge allegiance to that flag, was huge.
Yes. So let's get to the summer now. The big story, the big news. Actually, right before we get to the summer, actually, let's just bring up, we did invent a Lamborghini library early this year. That was invented this year, Brett.
One of the new solutions in the Street Fight arsenal is to simply take all of the exotic cars and put them into a lending system that we can all borrow them.
Yes.
Communally owned Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Teslas, Bugattis, all that stuff.
Yep. So this summer we started performing live again. Huge show, really. This election kicked off, and Brett and I and the Chapo Boys, freshly minted podcasters, wonderful people. We did a show in Philadelphia. I got to go to both conventions. Brett and I went to the DNC, and we recorded. And you have any any feelings about the, I know that the Republican convention was more fun. I got to do the Alex Jones thing, which was really great. But how did you feel about the death march of the Democratic convention?
The Democratic convention was rather boring, and it was some of the imagery. I believe you took a photo that we put on our Instagram of someone leaning up against like this rusty steel gate. And it's like all brown and shit, and they're just leaning up against it, and they have a sign that just says, what does it say, Bernie or something?
Yeah, it was just a regular old Bernie sign. Like,
and they're just like grabbing on like animals in a cage.
But there's nobody really on the other side of the fence, because the fence is so far away from other people too.
Yeah, you have these people that are making these decisions don't ever have to interact with people like us.
It was one of those things where, in retrospect, I went to the Republican convention two times, right? I went on Monday and Thursday, and it was lit. It was lit like a big, as Ray Shremmer would say. And we went to the Democratic one, and the only thing lit was us and then Chapo Boys and Virgil and Rob and Steph.
Yeah. I think that was fun, too. We had a really good time. Shout out to the Ellipsis Gallery there in Philadelphia. We stayed there in the middle of an art gallery. Nick and Janine do an amazing job there, so check them out. They're on Florence Avenue in Philadelphia. And that was really fun because we were all... I think my favorite part of it was when I went and bought $35 worth of candy for everybody.
Right, yeah, that was... Felix eats more candy than I would have expected. You guys all think Felix probably eats broccoli all day. Felix Biederman is a candy boy, just like Brett and I.
He'll put down a pound of Skittles after he's had all of his fresh kale.
Yeah.
And his lean protein.
I had met Matt a few times. He's a beautiful man who knows how to party and still be interesting. He is a top-notch party man.
I agree. I saw him drink over 100 beers and stay completely on point the entire time. Never sloppy, never was a problem, never even had a fucking hangover, which... still blows my mind.
We weren't even fucking sleeping all week. And then I want to give an ultimate shout out, because he's been much maligned by some of the tankies and stuff, to Will Miniker, who, man, you can say what you want about where he's from.
He's from New York City. He's a New York City boy.
He's, you know, I guess you can say elite upbringing or whatever. That dude will deal with some discomfort, and it's a beautiful thing. Like, he is a dirtbag, and if you say that he's not a dirtbag, I'll go to bat for that boy for the rest of my life.
I saw him sleep on a recliner chair, sideways. Like, no, I mean, it was like a love seat. I don't know, what was that thing?
It was a love seat.
He slept in, like, the U position. His head was on an armrest, and the back of his knees were on the armrest. And he slept and never complained or said he had a problem.
Dude, never complained. Never, like, any time. Because I'm in social situations, I can get uncomfortable. Will Miniker, he just deals with it.
Super
man.
Drunk folks. Any uncomfortable nature that made us squeam, he was right there. He's a good sport through and through.
Sweet guy, man. We love him. He came on the show and he came up with a patented street fight solution to nationalize Walmart.
Great idea. Cheers to that. They have all the stuff we want. And we should just get it.
Yeah, so Will Miniker might be a VIP of 2006. Can we call Will Miniker the MVP?
Right.
MVP. Will Miniker, you're the MVP of 2016 in the street fight world. We were very impressed with you. Philly brought up a couple of cool things in our life, right? The pop machine that's painted black that just takes money.
That's true. And we stayed with noted Twitter user Baltimore Matt, who lives across the street from a pop machine that's all black, spray painted black, but still takes money. It's plugged in.
We'll get you a picture on the video, I think.
I can go through and grab these photos. I just realized.
So we grew an affinity for Philly.
Loved it. World-class city.
And we covered it for a few weeks afterwards. And I just want to bring up two things about Philly. They outlawed swimming in dumpsters.
Which was ridiculous.
Sickening. I'm disgusted by it.
I still get emails that are like, I really got into street fight when you guys were fighting for dumpster pool.
I know. So we know what activism our listeners are into. Dumpster swimming.
Yeah, and that's what we're saying. That's what the fueling this organization leads to, more dumpster swimming.
Right, yeah. And there was a Philly cop Nazi. Do you remember the Nazi Philly cop?
Yes. With just Nazi riding tattoos? Around with that fucking Nazi-ass eagle right on his arm, riding his bike like... with a big big ass Nazi ass eagle right on the arm.
Piece of shit.
Full display.
Right.
Blonde ass Aryan flat top haircut and shit.
So yeah, that was.
Yeah. Oh shit, we had a Nazi.
Yeah.
Hiding in plain sight.
We didn't even know he was a Nazi. We didn't even pay attention to any of those white tattoos.
Always says mind pure.
So the election brought some stuff. You know, Trump got elected.
Yes,
which we did not think was going to happen. Actually, going back through my Facebook to see what was going on throughout the year, because Twitter is shit and I can't get my archive. Seeing what was going on, reading my Facebook updates about how there's no possible way Donald Trump will ever be the president was a little humbling.
I agree. I admit, I thought that decency would win, and that's because I have to wear that idea as a shield, otherwise I'll break down.
Yeah, so during the election, we got some really, we met some new characters. We had the Dilbert guy.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, a little bit of a shock. I don't know that I thought that he, I didn't know what I thought he was. But he ended up being a fucking maniac.
I loved Dilbert. I really did like Dilbert. I like simple cartoon stuff. I like a lot of bad media. And I wouldn't say it's great, but there was just something about it where I was like, I mean, this looks like the boring, mundane shit at work.
But I thought the dude was doing like an Office Space sort of thing. It turns out he was on the boss's side.
Yeah, he was in there showing how frustrating it is to fucking boss a Dilbert around.
It's true.
All a bunch of Dilberts in here.
Joy Reid? Do you remember when Joy Reid said that anarchists live in luxury?
We'll give you the custom tour.
The grand tour of our luxury, the only anarchist radio show right now. And this is the luxury that we record in. There's a fucking pallet on the floor, my friends. A pallet. We can't even back up because there's so much trash behind us.
Yeah, my savings account is zero, Joy Reid. Yeah. I don't have any retirement to look forward to.
So the last political thing that really radicalized us, really got us moving, really, really got us, was Kratom, baby.
Oh, Kratom was big.
The DEA tried to outlaw Kratom. That's what made us Discovery. Shout out to Captain Fryhite for sending us our first Kratom, and I take it every fucking day since then. I'm on it right now as I record this show.
Agreed. We decided this year we were going to do the investigation into Kratom, into legal highs, and we had interacted with some of them that got taken off the market, like Salvia. We knew Whippets and Speed, all that stuff, but Kratom was the new kid on the block. We hadn't really been in the smoke shop. And once again, thank you, Captain Fryhite, because I take it every day too. Like, it's not even something I do to get fucked up. Like, it's a performance enhancer.
Yeah, it's
like,
a it's wonderful thing.
Like, it's my coffee.
Yeah, I think we're still going to be fighting to keep it legal in 2017, of course.
There's going to be, yeah. I mean, and you know, the writing the letter campaign and the making the noise did seem to work in some sort of way.
Something happened. I mean, we did definitely get, it's still legal as of right now. A thing that is beautiful to me is every Kratom I've ever had sent to me now has said, not for human consumption. I'm like, is that a way that they can get away with selling it? Just to be like, no, this is just some shit you spray in your garden, or you throw in your garden, or whatever.
Yeah, it's just a powder you buy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, and, you know, finally, in the end here, also, I just want to bring up, oh, sorry.
And remember, if you ever want to try Kratom, please use our affiliate link, bit.ly/sfkratom.
Right, yeah, that's beautiful that you did that. You're advertising to the people that already pay for it.
Well, maybe they need more Kratom.
Right, yeah.
25 grams of Loot Kratom ain't going to last you all month long.
Yep, you're exactly right. So, you know, I think we pretty much got everything. You know, for the listeners that were here all year, you just have to remember we talked a lot about the Harvard strike and Blue Apron. We discovered that Blue Apron is a den of crime and pain for its workers.
And an update, I've already talked to some NPR people that were like, well, from what I listened to, it's just a result of companies that grow so quickly. And it's like, no, it's because nobody gave a shit. It's about a company that didn't bother to see if the people had a dangerous work environment.
Right, yeah. I keep saying we're done, but there's so much left that we didn't.
2016 was huge.
I mean, there was also, Brexit happened. Now, Brett and I didn't know anything about what Brexit was. We didn't quite understand it.
No, I knew what it was.
Well, I did not. I'm the dumb one here. It's British politics. I figured our listeners, most of our listeners and most of the people around us said it was bad, so we agreed with it. I agreed with them.
I was more concerned about how you do it because these two countries were so wrapped up in each other's shit. That EU is something that has tentacles running through every part of their society at this point. They're paying some sort of EU tax or having some sort of EU management on everything they do.
Yeah.
So to just say, nah, we're peacing out on that, completely shakes the economy.
And this far.
At this point, I mean, that's what it's been. They're like, oh, mate, we can't really leave at this point because we're too twisted up with each other.
Yeah, Brexit is still happening.
I know. I watched that guy, and actually one of my favorite videos of the year was that fellow that stood up and said, we didn't vote for you to make the decisions no more. We voted for a new government, and you're not letting it happen. You're not doing the will of the people. It was one of my favorite fucking things.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, so Brexit, the last thing that pissed us off more than anything.
Brexit was such an obvious thing for Trump, though.
Right, yeah, it was another thing where I was like, shit, why didn't we see this coming? And the last thing that happened this year that we got pissed about, and you know, this has been going on forever, hostile architecture, man.
Yeah, hostile architecture made some moves this year.
We got fired up about hostile architecture earlier in the year. I want to bring it up. We still hate it. Love to hear any suggestions for how to get rid of it. Brett still hasn't gone out. He can't figure out a way to take the rails off of the inside of the bench quickly. That's our issue here. So if anybody knows of a tool that can make this happen quick, we might be able to pull this off.
I'm actually pretty sure I can pull it off.
He's scared, though.
What he is
he's terrified.
Actually, that's not the case at all. I can't take you because you're so afraid of the cops, which we found out in the October video.
Hey, man, we'll get to that in a little bit.
Right,
okay?
That's why I'm not taking out hostile architecture with you or telling you. You're too squeamish.
All right, so that's politics for 2016, baby.
Yeah, I mean, people wanted to change, and we did too. I mean, everything was radical this year, but we've just been in it for a long time, and everything swung in a direction. It's like, wow, everybody else was fucking just as sick of this
as
we were.
Yeah, it turns out everybody was pissed along with us.
Right.
So, what, are we going to take a break here and come back, or do we just let it ride, baby?
What do you want to do?
So we're moving on to the next subject here, conspiracy stuff.
So one of the pillars of Street Fight, which was something that we talked about maybe every now and then, but became a big part of the show in 2016, was conspiracy. A lot of folks came over. I met plenty of people that know all the conspiracies and love them all equally. I've met a lot of people I've talked to a lot of people now that, and made friends over, you know, knowing conspiracy.
Yeah, so I thought maybe I would throw out my first favorite conspiracy. We got this from Trilburn on Twitter, actually. He sent me, I had asked for conspiracies early on in the year, and I said, hey, man, can you send me... And he sent me propaganda. You remember Propaganda Do?
Propaganda Do?
From Italy. Our bad boy, I'm trying to get his name. Gelly. Remember old Gelly?
They love secret organizations.
Nobody loves secret organizations like Gelly.
Like a Gelly.
Yeah.
He likes a secret organization and maybe have a pizza and a gabagool.
Yes,
maybe.
Exactly.
Mwah. My name is Gally, nice to meet you. When we shake a hand, we touch the third knuckle. That'll let us know that we're in together.
Nobody's ever inspired Brett more than Gally.
I do think that secret deals between people is not a bad idea, especially if it benefits you both. Like, there's nothing wrong with cheating to get ahead.
Yeah, this motherfucker spent the whole rest of the year trying to get a left. Probably a left secret society. That's Brett's whole... Brett's the new... the left Gelly.
That's what's coming in 2017. Expect some symbols and secret handshakes that are going to give you the key to the fucking city.
Yeah, so that was a beautiful... Like, that was one of my... I mean, a highlight show for me this year.
Yeah, he actually ran the conspiracy that is in all of the media. Like, the regular old Illuminati type... fuckery, he did that in Italy.
Yep. Brett introduced us to his news sources that he likes to look into. The slang word for it would be alt-inf, right? Like,
forbidden knowledge?
Yeah, yeah. Brett's alt-inf. He doesn't consider this fake news. It's been in style to call this stuff fake news.
Sure.
In 2016, near the end, you know?
For simple-minded people, small-minded, very small thinkers. People that can only think that the HuffPo story about them is true.
Yeah, so Brett introduced us to a lot of alt-inf. And, we went through the redemption process. We're now sovereign citizens. Proudly sovereign citizens.
Sure, I'm on my own.
Yeah, I dare you come and get me. I dare you. Yeah, I'm not being detained, am I? We stood together as we took the address numbers off of our houses and are ready to go, man. We're ready to go into 2017 with our own sovereign countries. Both of us, each of us. We're not the same citizenship. We disagree on a few things. I'm my own country. He's his own country. We come together to do this show.
Right. I put a magnet on my driver's license so that they can't read it no more.
Nope. I'd like to see you pull me over and look at this driver's license. I mean, you know, I don't renew mine for another year. I think 2018 is when my driver's license renewal is, and I'm going to have a lot of thinking to do.
Sure.
Before that. But that's not something I have to do in 2017.
Right. Right.
We learned about from Army Strang, Francis Horton, I think.
Well, what about the alt-inf? What was your favorite alt? My favorite alt-inf for this year was that the Earth used to have gigantic trees on it.
That was good alt-inf. That was a Brett Payne find, and that was good alt-inf.
YouTube videos that show trees that like reach out almost to space, and then they got hacked off, and now they're mountains.
Yeah, I want the space trees. Just imagine how much money we could have saved on the space program if we had the trees that reached up to space.
You're just going to climb a damn tree to get up there.
I can't believe God would do that.
Well, it's because we sin too much.
That's true. That is true. We do a lot of sinning. I think my favorite alt-inf is actually a true thing. It was a conspiracy, but UVB 76.
Oh, that was terrifying.
It was a big deal. Yeah,
things are still happening. I still see stories about it.
Brett and I are still sitting around all the time thinking about UVB 76. Like, what are these fucking people talking about?
I don't like to know about things like that. I don't want to know that there are secret codes being passed through the air that are pertain to me, right? I'm not in their business. This is Russia and USA shit. I'm not trying to be with USA. But they're going to bomb the USA.
Sometimes alt-inf, Brett, is necessary but unpleasant. You know? It's not always going to be what you want to hear.
That's true. It's hard to swallow the truth sometimes.
It is.
Flat Earth, easy to understand because you never see a curve. But things like that are a little bit more challenging.
The Earth is round. The Earth is a
supposedly
sphere. It's a ball, okay? It's not flat.
Really?
When
did you get this picture?
I didn't get the picture.
Have you left Ohio?
I have left Ohio in my life, okay?
Ever been to Canada?
I've been to Canada.
Ooh.
Yes.
Well traveled.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see the curvature of the Earth there when I went there.
Yeah,
I will say
exactly.
That I have not
exactly
seen it with my
point.
Yeah, I haven't seen it with my own eyes. But as I said earlier in the year, the Earth is a sphere. Because the new thing, we'll bring you a quick flat Earth update. They are fully willing to admit that it's round. They'll say it's round all day. The Earth is round. The Earth is round, motherfucker. Just not a sphere, baby.
That's true. It's a big flat circle.
Yeah. Yeah, it can
be
round.
With the ice wall. With the ice wall. I think Expedition to the Ice Wall will happen in 2017.
Yeah, that Patreon's going to have to get up a little bit before we get there. I mean, we said that once we're making $5,000 a month that we would go figure out what's at Area 51.
And yeah, and that's what we said this year, even when we discussed these things, is that, you know, my stance, I'll speak for myself here, my stance is still always, I mean, if I didn't see it, I'm just kind of going on a faith that, you know, everybody else ain't, you know, lying.
Like, I just don't think people
are
lying.
I have to see it for myself, is what I'm saying.
Brett needs to go to space.
I need to pick up the soil of Area 51 before I can make my final decision.
Yeah, we need to go to Area 51 with LSD and stand right outside and try to get the vibe of what's in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's some goals.
So
climbing the ice wall.
Yes. Just
like climbing up the side and look peeking over the edge.
For two guys that hate being cold, though, I mean, the ice wall probably ain't gonna happen.
I got a new pair of good boots, man. I just got a bomb ass pair of boots.
Is there a warm part? I mean, I know it can't be warm ice.
The warmest part of the ice wall.
Yeah, let's go to the warm. We're gonna. Well, I mean, it's warm in Antarctica anyway. Right now, it's
unfortunately
it's like California up there.
Sure.
We had chemtrail nightmares. You know? Do you remember the chemtrail nightmares from 2016? Like, apparently. That's where nightmares come from. Who the fuck knew?
Yeah, all kinds of nerve agents and controlling chemicals flying through the air, as suggested by a lot of folks on social media.
Yeah. And finally, I know that the conspiracy part of this show is a bit short, but the politics part of this show is a bit long, right?
Yeah, it evens out.
The motherfucking Loveland frog and the Helltown python.
That's true. We found out that there used to be kaiju snakes, and the government just covered it up with some sort of nature preserve scam. We also found out half frog person jumping over highways. The cops out there in the middle of Ohio have seen frog people, and nobody else is covering that. Nobody else is concerned with what's going on.
I just say that another detail about the Loveland frog is that they do ceremonies out in the middle of the street. I mean, if you'll remember, one of them had a magic wand. There were three of them. It was like a family. They were doing all kinds of stuff. Like, the sightings of the Loveland frog, one, are very true. Two, they're amazing.
You're saying magic in nature. You're saying there's ceremony. It's not simple mutation. It's some sort of magic.
It's not magic
with a K.
The fucking Loveland frog doesn't go, please don't look at me, and run away or anything. The Loveland frog is fucking out there doing shit. They got a society. They have civilization. They have social interactions. They're good buddies. You know what I mean? And it's beautiful. And also, just here for the end, we figured out why the government lies about Bigfoot. So,
yeah,
that was another thing.
Troubling. Bigfoot... Even though they seem to be of high intellect and possibly intergalactic travelers, the government has treated them or would have to treat them as an animal because of their type of hierarchical ways. And they would treat them as an endangered species, and that would shut down most of the economic development for oil pipeline and fracking and a lot of the big business. And it's because of Sasquatch.
Yeah, capitalism fucking ruins everything. Capitalism is killing our Bigfoots. And that'll close out our conspiracy talk for the year. It was a beautiful year, and expect a lot more conspiracy talk in 2017. We are still very into it. Anything you can send us, I would love to hear.
We never did Pizzagate.
Yeah, we didn't even get to Pizzagate. I just can't joke about that.
It's not funny.
Yeah, I can't joke about pedophilia. I feel like I'm being an edgelord.
If he's just talking about saying diddle a kid as like a punchline.
Yeah. Hey, look at the diddler. Like
A chomo.
Yeah, I am not an edgelord. I'm sorry, guys. We did not do Pizzagate. But you know, we always are welcome your submissions. Especially your submissions, people that are watching this.
All right.
Because you're the love.
Cream of the crop.
Yeah, you're our
the
favorite.
Primo.
So we'll now we just do street. So up next we have street fight history, baby.
The history of street fight.
All right. So we've done politics and conspiracies, two great things. But you know what's better than politics and conspiracies, Brett?
Street fight radio.
Street fight radio is better than both of those things put together. Actually, we had a big year this year. Our biggest year ever, really.
Yeah, pretty. Yeah, way bigger. Things have moved in a wonderful direction.
So I'm going to start with two news things that happened at the beginning of the year that you may, well, one you definitely did not forget about, Brett, but one you may have forgotten about. Wes Scantlin from Puddle of Mud was melting down at the beginning of the year.
That's true. We covered
that. We diligently covered that. It's very important to us what's going on with Puddle of Mud.
Well, Wes Scantlin also just happened to see a guy in the audience that fucked him over on a deal.
Stole his fucking house, dude. Stole his motherfucking house.
So, once again, that's not necessarily a meltdown.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say he melted down a little bit.
You fuck with my house, see what happens.
Okay. I'm going to steal Brett's house this year one time. I'm just going to see if how he reacts.
You get your ass punched on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to get punched. That'll be the breakup and the end of street fight if you touch my house. Don't you touch my house. Well, this house is the house of God.
Well, the next thing is Brett got busted for weed.
Oh, that was a big deal. Yeah, I do remember that news. I do remember that news.
Our beautiful listeners paid for him to not have to go to rehab for marijuana.
It was nice. I was able to afford a lawyer. I got hooked up with a decent judge, I guess, that played ball. And I left the Confederate States of Virginia, so I don't have to fucking worry about it anymore.
Right, yeah. The poor man. He just was at the end of his rope, and then he got hit with a weed charge. And it's just... I mean, of course, I like it because it does wonders for our brand, but nobody deserves to have a weed charge.
It's tough. I really wanted to sign up to get, like, part-time jobs, and even when I was trying to get apartments when we moved to Columbus, I had to put it on my... It was like, some people said that I couldn't have a drug charge and apply, you know? They were like, don't bother applying if you have a drug charge.
Ugh! Fuck! I'm mad about that now.
Yeah, and I couldn't get the job. Some of the jobs, like, any job that involves a car, like a pizza guy... or the Lyft, Uber, fucking hustle, all that stuff. All the background checks are done on just, you know, if you got a fucking drug charge, they don't even want to mess with you.
Yeah. I mean, Brett learned to keep his weed in his trunk.
I did. And yeah, never let them search.
He learned not to trust cops. I mean, the funny thing is, you might think that we were like, fuck the police, hardcore people all the time, but Brett actually at times early on would humanize the shit out of them. But
I still understand why it gets them there.
Yeah, but I think like for the listeners that maybe are our subscribers that don't remember what happened, please explain to them how you got found.
Well, the guy said, I don't care if you have a little bit of weed in there. And I said, oh, I only have a little bit of weed in there.
Yeah, too much, though. It was way too much.
A little bit too much, I guess. It was an eighth. Oh. It was 3.5 grams of marijuana.
Yeah, and he didn't know even how much that was.
He had no clue. I said an eighth. He said an eighth of what? An eighth of a kilo? What? No, bro. An eighth. People buying eighths out here. That's how weed works. How are you enforcing the law, but you don't even know what motherfuckers are out here doing with it?
Exactly. We did a show with our wives. You guys all got to meet our wives, and that'll happen again eventually when we decide we want to do it, when we decide, you know, enough other people have subscribed.
True. I tried to get Erica to do one with me when you were sick over the holidays, but she wasn't really rushing to get in there, but I know she wants to. She's just very particular. She wants to be prepared.
Yeah, his wife's crazy because she's the opposite of him. A little behind the scenes thing for you guys that are subscribers. I do the steering of this show. Brett does the talking, right? He does the intros and stuff like that. I come up with the material.
Yeah, I don't plan anything.
I decide what we're going to talk about and he comments on the things that I decide. His wife wants him to be a Brian.
Right.
For their show.
Right. I can't.
And I'm always like, well, I can give you a few hints of how I do it, but it's like, you have to do something completely different with her.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, so, I got the Irish guy. I did a great show with Annie Up from Twitter earlier this year, and I have one with Steve, and I don't know, man, I really just badger people. That's my style, is just to bother people and dig into them as hard as I can. Like, right. Just say a truth about them to... And then make him explain it.
Right. It's beautiful. I think you're talented as hell, dude. But she's asking you to do something you don't do.
No, yeah. She wants to be... It's not going to happen. But yeah. We will get you some wifey shows, Jory. I had a lot of fun doing them. I'd love to make them a monthly thing. If only... I'm not going to ask for money.
Yeah. Well, come on. These people are already...
I know. They're doing the right thing. I know. Shit. You have all this money passes through your hands and people spend it on such useless garbage. On Beatles shoelaces or something.
Oh, well, on something that... was a big focus of Street Fight this year, Loot Crate.
Right, on Loot Crate. People are spending $25 a month to have whatever was on clearance at Hot Topic and Odd Lots wouldn't take sent to them in the mail.
Whatever trash that they just, they throw it in a box and they deliver it to your house every month.
Holy moly, we made way too many Ryu statues. We're going to have to get rid of these things. We'll sell them a buck a bobblehead for a Ryu and Ken 2-pack.
The Infinity Stone glove that burns the shit out of your hand.
Right. That was the Infinity Gauntlet from Marvel that was an oven mitt that if it got hot, it melted and burned you. So our per box lifestyle with podcasting proved to be a bust this year.
Proved to be a bust. It's a fucking actual enemy of the of my state.
It's a failure. I think it's a failure. I think that we're seeing more and more of these per month lifestyles. The serial killer box, which we just talked about last week. But the box lifestyle is not the future.
S-H-I-T.
That's how you spell box lifestyle to me.
It's the shits. So we started our live shows where we did months of preparation. We went ghost hunting this year, Brett. Ghost fucking hunting.
Barely ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting. We hunted for ghosts.
Cop running away from cops is what it felt like.
There were a lot of cops out there.
You were obsessed with those cops.
Tons of them. Too many cops. That's too much cops.
It was good though. I mean, I liked driving out there. We got to eat at the craziest fucking independently owned chain looking restaurant.
Oh my god, it was like an Applebee's. Somebody was like, I just need to get all the Applebee's gimmicks in one place and then I'll name it something else. T.H. O'Reilly's or some shit. Peter's Tyler's.
Exactly. It was, and so we had a meal and we ran out in the woods and looked for ghosts, which I had no experience with, and I was glad that we got to do that.
Yeah, I loved it. And you can always, especially if you're a subscriber that hasn't gone back and looked at any of the videos, you can do this for free. You can go back, because you donate up to $5 a month to us, you can go back and watch what happened when we went ghost hunting. You even get a special guest appearance by the one and only Kushbar, Matt Christman.
That's true. Check for the code on the Patreon website. You can still access it.
Okay, so in November, we went Black Friday shopping, and we did a shitload of monkey wrenching, baby.
That's true.
that was the theme for the month. We had so many wonderful stories from listeners to this show, and just people on Twitter that told us ways that they steal from work and ways that they monkey wrench. And, you know, Brett and I got to go experience Black Friday.
It was
for the
nice
first time.
Yeah. I've done Black Friday shopping. It was great to go back, and I like doing these adventures, these field trips. I get a lot out of them. Kind of revisit things I've done before, and I was, you know, like I said, still surprised, and I think I feel better about Black Friday. I think for me, I'm like a lot of people that need deals are getting them, and
right.
That's enough. Like that's nationalized the shit for me.
Not Kohl's though.
Not Kohl's.
The people at Kohl's didn't need the deal.
No, the people at Kohl's, it was frivolous purchases.
The Black Friday people, or the Thanksgiving people at Best Buy,
yes,
Walmart,
need electronic. They have to have an electronic.
But the
Thanksgiving, kids are going to fail school if they don't have an iPad mini.
Right, yeah. But the Thanksgiving Kohl's shoppers are...
No. That's people that are putting it on credit. They're hoarders, mostly.
Yeah.
It's mostly them white lady hoarders with the fried blonde hair.
Yeah, hate them so much. So,
oops, and 3/4 length pants.
So I would do a drum roll, but this is not a sound effect show. We will never have a sound effect on Street Fight Radio. I have a very strict no sound effects policy. Okay,
I have to live with his strict policy.
That's right. Yeah, he does. He hates it. There's a couple.
He never said I couldn't get an actual slide whistle though. So maybe.
But baby, I got the memes, man.
It's time for memes.
10 memes. For two good boys, we're going to bring you one thing that I'm good at is memes, baby.
You did.
So we're going to go through and you'll see these. They'll pop up on the screen for the listeners.
Yes, obviously. And Street Fight will continue to give you street level news and the street level take. And it's happening in the memesphere.
A lot
of people aren't leaving their house. Most people aren't. The people out there are actually pretty pleasant, right?
Right, I like them, I don't mind them.
The shut-ins are the neo-Nazis, and even the special snowflakes, and all of our fringe people are really more diving into the memesphere.
Yeah, so we found a few new realms of memes that you're going to see in here that, you know, it used to only be conservative memes for me. But now we got disgusted dads.
Sure.
We got Illuminati fighters.
Yes.
We got all kinds of stuff. Flat Earth. So the first
fundamentalists.
Right. So the first meme comes from Disgusted Dad. And it has a picture of Anton Chigurh from No Country for Old Men, the psycho, where he's standing right before he puts that bolt shooter up to the guy's head and kills him.
Yeah, that pig fucking gun.
Yes, yeah, and it says, "You've been putting up your whole life. Family law reform, time to call it. It took a long time to get here. Fight back against family court corruptions and abuses." Now, not a funny meme. Not funny at all.
No, really. This isn't exciting. This isn't quizzical. It doesn't make you smile.
And here's the issue with this meme. They are putting themselves in Anton Chigurh's feet. And that's an interesting thing. It's something I've asked for years. Is the picture on the meme supposed to be the voice of the writer of the meme?
I believe it's supposed to convey it. This is how serious they are about family court. They are going to start putting bolts in people's brains if it doesn't get reformed in the way that they want.
They watched No Country for Old Men.
Yes.
And they said, there's all these characters in here. Who do I identify with?
You know what? People may not like Anton Chigurh's methods, but he's a force to be reckoned with, and I sure as hell is cut from the same damn cloth.
So the Disgusted Dad's not helping their case at all.
It's like if somebody...
Joker.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
If somebody identifies with Anton Chigurh, I don't want them to have their kids.
That's true. You shouldn't have... People that have Joker memes, because Joker wasn't really... There was like real life and death things that happened when Joker did stuff. When he played his little funny game... Like, people's lives were on the line.
When he said, some people just want to watch the world burn, he means literally he wants the whole world to burn up and people to die.
Right. He drove around firing guns and blowing up hospitals. It wasn't like a figurative thing that meant he really just wanted to hang out with his daughter more than every other weekend.
Right, yeah. So, meme number two, or these aren't in any specific order. I can't rank memes. I love them all, like my child.
They're great. Yeah, they're all beautiful.
The next one is from Flat Earth Matters. The life expectancy of a person with ALS averages about 2 to 5 years from the time of diagnosis. Stephen Hawking.
Okay. But is it dependent upon diagnosis?
Dependent on diagnosis. I mean, listen.
That turns on the death part of it?
I guess, yeah. As soon as the doctor finds it, it's like, oh God.
Shit, clock's ticking. Here, take this wristwatch. It's going to count down how much you have left.
You have 2 to 5 years, my friend.
Right.
If you only eat oranges and broccoli, you might live 5 years. But it's only two. Okay. Stephen Hawking was diagnosed at age 21. Okay? He is age 74 now. The bottom text of this meme says, "Do you really believe he has had ALS for 53 years? If so, you probably believe his ridiculous theories, too."
I don't like it when it goes here. This is like Sandy Hook false flaggers. Like when they go to the people, the victims who had a kid that died, and they say, "You faked it all."
You mean bothering a guy with ALS and saying he's faking is wrong? I mean, I think we talked about this meme on the show, and we thought maybe they meant there were just a bunch of Stephen Hawkings. There's not just one.
Fair enough, maybe.
They have to come up with a new Stephen Hawking every 2 to 5 years.
I mean, that is also, I think, more indicative of what becomes viral or memeable or shareable in the way that people will disseminate that stuff. Like, me and you are like, well, I'm not going to be Anton Chigurh and say this. I'm not going to share this meme. But a lot of people do cross the... They're just like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, that's me all day.
I'm memeing it up, baby. This is me. Yeah, fuck I'm him. A disgusted dad.
How the hell are you still alive, Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, I'd like to sit down and talk to this Stephen Hawking. Maybe they think he's just fake altogether, like he's fucking Max Headroom or something.
Sure.
The next meme in our list is one of another of my favorite genres, and that's from Anonymous.
Oh, yeah.
Good Guy Fox Mask. This happened during the summer, during the Olympics.
Also, drinking tea.
But that's what I... In a hoodie. Drinking tea on the picture. That is the best part of this meme. It's actually my cover photo on Facebook.
Very inspirational. That image, just that's where I want to be. Like, ideally, I'm looking to be on that level.
Well, the thing about this one that I like is that the Olympics were on. And everybody was watching them because they're fucking on. You know what I mean? Sometimes we all watch the same thing. It's
because
a thing.
They're a distraction.
Well, while everyone was distracted by the Olympics.
True.
The Pentagon admitted they lost $6.5 trillion.
Are you kidding me?
They waited until the goddamn Olympics, Brett.
Because all you care about is people on bobsled. You weren't using your brain, man.
Yeah, you weren't. These Olympics, I mean, we didn't watch the Olympics.
I didn't watch the Olympics. I was paying attention. I missed that.
We boycotted the Olympics, actually. Because sort of. We didn't watch it. We said, nah, I don't want to.
Yeah, I just think I was not interested, yeah.
And so the last panel on that is, but that's none of my business with, you know, tell me you do not love Anton, the Guy Fawkes sipping tea.
I think drinking the tea is coming to 2017. Frogs are still coming to 2017, right?
I hope we carry drinking tea over.
The drinking the tea is a perfect emotion. It's
fucking smug.
It's where we want to be.
That's what I like. Yeah. Smugness. Smug memes are top memes, in my opinion.
Oh, and when you get like a really good, as long as they don't have the Lipton bag, if it's like a real good floral tea, like your favorite one, cinnamon or something, the best one that you like, and you're just cozy.
Keep sipping.
Why, everybody's fucking hating on you.
Yep.
For all your truth.
This summer brought us a lot of liberal memes.
Always.
That Donald Trump brought out the liberalness and Occupy Democrats, and this is one that I really like.
Liberals thought they were going to win the election with memes.
I know, they really did, and I just want to read this because it's such a who gives a shit quote that I'm real fond of. It's got a picture of Robert De Niro. Oh, Bobby D! Yay! It's a Robert De Niro. And this is what he says. This is the most who gives a shit thing you'll ever hear. And this is why this meme is my favorite. It's crazy that people like Donald Trump. What he's been saying is totally ridiculous and it's totally nuts. He shouldn't even be where he is. So God help us.
Now that's a guy that makes sense.
Anybody could have said that.
He's an old school guy. He knows when someone's talking a bunch of nonsense.
My grandma and grandpa.
Yeah.
That's something my grandma would say. Hey, why is everybody liking this guy?
Yeah, just walking into a room of kids fighting with each other and saying, hey, you're all related to each other and you like each other and you can get along.
It's driving me nuts. Dab your head with it. Oh, it's driving me crazy. This guy says some stupid things.
Yeah. Robert De Niro, you gotta go deeper with your coverage. People are looking for a more niche than like that wholesome grandpa shit.
Yeah, and Robert De Niro is a good voice. I mean, if Robert De Niro had said something interesting in that meme, that would have been a good meme.
Right.
Problem with the meme is, he didn't say anything. That wasn't even particularly Robert De Niro-esque.
It's his.
If you're asking.
You're right. That doesn't live up to the myth of Robert De Niro.
No.
But I think that's what they're doing, is they're just using him, his blockhead, as like the figurehead.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this guy said that Donald Trump is pretty bananas.
He's nuts.
I don't know. Is that right? I don't know. Like you can show somebody that has a taxi driver poster in their man cave where they play Call of Duty.
Yeah. And he doesn't even deserve to be where he is, Brett. That's the thing. That's... not De Niro Trump is what
right,
I'm saying.
Right.
Like, that's what Bobby D's saying. Our next meme in our list is... I'm going to say this is my favorite one of the year. Okay?
Okay.
Because, and I want to read it to you, it starts out at the top with a guy that they have, if you look in the top left corner, that's a guy, that's a scientist, okay? That is a scientist, he's smoking a pipe, he's got a mustache, it's obviously a scientist.
No, that's a steampunk biscuit maker.
Okay, but that's a scientist, though. They're, to flat earth people, that's what a scientist looks like. Oh, hello, the earth is spherical.
I think that's, yeah, no, that's supposed to be like just the guy, that's another smug guy for them. Like,
yeah.
That's a smug dude, like a Victorian era dude that knows more about being prim and proper than you do.
So the beautiful thing about this is they're using his, this is all in his voice. You know, flat earth is a cult of religious fanatics and anti-science nutcases. Now, excuse me. Now, first of all,
that's who they think they are. They think they're that brilliant Victorian-era H.G. Wells scientist.
Yeah, I am not anti-science, and I am a flat earther, right?
True.
We like science.
The science behind flat earth is real.
Yeah, the firmament. You know what I mean?
There's a firmament.
Right, yeah.
That's why there's a glare. That's why there's a lens flare, is because of God's firmament.
But let's just throw out what... So we have a picture of a guy... Well, I mean, you're looking at this. I just want to read what's in that bubble up there, Brett. Hail Helios. I promise never to quit. Hail Helios is already just enough. If it had just said Hail Helios there, because heliocentrists are the worst.
They made the point, yeah.
Yeah. I promise never to question NASA. I promise never to question Newton. I promise to never question Einstein. I promise to never question Copernicus. I promise to never question Darwin. I promise to never question heliocentrism. Amen.
And they're worshiping at the altar of NASA.
Yeah.
Who is lying about the state of our world, right?
Yep, that's true.
I think that Flat Earth had a pretty banner year. I think maybe the alt-right did a good in 2016, but Flat Earth got mentioned in pretty mainstream arenas.
Yeah, Sam Chris wrote a thing about it.
Right.
It's getting out there, baby.
People are starting to understand about the very flat world we may live upon.
Right, yeah.
The board game that we live on.
The next meme is we discovered the Christian Truth Movement.
Yes. Fundamentalism at its finest.
I mean, the fundamentalist of the fundamentalists, really. And, witchcraft isn't always what you think, Brett. You know, you need to be looking out for witchcraft when you're out there. Do you want your daughter to actually accidentally slip into some witchcraft?
No, I've been prepared about it. Actually, when I was a young child and Magic the Gathering cards came out for the first time.
Well, let me list you a few things that... Oh, yeah.
I was actually confronted by a home church advocate, someone that did baptisms in their backyard. And they were very concerned about this witchcraft in the cards.
Yeah, and so here's a few things you might not know about witchcraft.
Okay.
Okay? Pharmaceutical drugs is witchcraft.
Oh.
Okay.
You're like smelting the materials together.
What really is the difference from like a tail from a newt and a head from a rat and then whatever chemicals they make Vicodin out of?
Well, they just because they wear a white coat, right? They wear scrubs or like safety goggles. They could wear a wizard hat and make fucking penicillin and Vicodin.
Chicken shits. They won't ever do it because they're chicken shits.
And it's the same. Yeah, it is. It is like you're mixing chemicals, raw materials, and you're doing like metallurgy and shit.
That, yep. So they
metallurgy and shit. That's the quote.
Pharmacy comes from the Greek word pharmaika, which means magic, sorcery, and enchantment. Always into definitions of words.
I like that too. Yes. The root. What's the root of it all? What's the root of this lie?
What's the word that was made up by somebody that means something?
It's very pharmicular, if you ask me, which is an ancient 4th century diatribe.
Yeah. I wanted to get an old classic in here, you know?
Okay.
The type of thing.
My favorite guy.
The type, yeah, of
twisted.
Course.
He's like me. He's an anarchist like me.
Yeah, the Joker is
he's not tied to either side.
And reminder here, you'll notice that this Joker is the Heath Ledger Joker. This was the year of the Jared Leto Joker, though. I don't really know what it is.
Heath Ledger Joker did the most authentic Joker we've seen.
Okay.
He died at the end. I think that, like, adds to it.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is just a classic, a really nice, we're all being judged by someone who doesn't have their own shit together.
True. I mean, I'm in with this. This is probably my most representative meme of the year.
Right.
This is that I would share that one.
Yeah.
I once again, I wouldn't put the Joker as judge. He would do some wacky shit. And I've seen some of the decisions he makes. Doesn't seem trustworthy.
Bad decision making, this guy does.
But that is the basis of the show. I do want you to stop thinking you can tell other people what to do. Because we know you don't know what the fuck to do.
You don't know shit. The next meme has no words.
I don't know shit.
And you're looking at it right now, and it's just a beautiful work of art.
Actually. Inspirational.
Yeah. And so we'll move to this is the type of thing I mean.
It's the guy that slept with young girls to prove he wasn't fucked up, but he's secretly online. He's anonymous.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking Gandhi.
He's a piece of shit.
He's a bad boy, I've heard.
But he's anonymous.
Yeah. He's also Guy Fawkes. You know?
Yes, he can. Yes, so he can commit all kinds of weird fucking perverted shit and also go online and do activism.
Yeah, and we just wanted you in here. We wanted that in here so, you know, you can pause this
take a screenshot, print it off, hang it in your living room. Right. It's a very beautiful work of art there.
Be the change you want to see in the world. Yeah. Put on a Guy Fawkes mask.
Right. The next meme, we had to share the Facebook screenshot because of the group it came from, I think was the thing that we loved most about this meme. Right, Brett?
Exactly.
It's from Illuminati Exposed, and this saw resistance.
Important stuff. We're looking for people that can point it out and say, that's the Illuminati.
And we gotta fight the goddamn Illuminati.
The Illuminati is like right there at the end of your reach. Every time you can't say, oh, you know, Gelly was doing Illuminati, maybe. But it's never something you can grasp. Illuminati Exposed just shines a light right on it.
Right.
And they even let you know by putting parentheses that says, this is the resistance.
Yeah, and they're shining a lot. This worried us about Illuminati resistance in 2016, because they're really obsessed with, like, the fact that, like, American slices of cheese, it doesn't say that it's cheese on the package.
Well, I mean, we all know what that is. We read articles about food. We watch Food Inc. We know what it is.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what it is. But no, everybody likes the taste still.
Yep. And that's the thing. But we're not... We just worry that they're focused on some of the wrong things, like cheese. Like, the Illuminati's doing a lot worse stuff. They got Donald Trump elected.
Exactly.
While they were getting Donald Trump elected, the resistance was worried about cheese.
We're going to take all the dairy out of cheese.
Yeah. So the final one is one that is special to me.
Okay.
And this is my favorite one because it got me covered in Mad World News.
Okay. This is the angry part of the internet.
Yeah. The Mad World News is...
people that are stark raving mad about the way things are.
Alt-Inf.
Okay.
Actually, it's an Alt-Inf website. I tweeted this meme that you're looking at on your screen right now that says, we do not hire liberals. Not because we disagree with their political views, which actually is the reason they're not hiring liberals.
Sure. Sure. But, I mean, that's why they call them that name, so they can categorize them and not hire them.
But if you read this sign, and I want to read it out because I don't want to force you to read. It's because working here requires superior reasoning, logic, and reading comprehension skills. And in our experience, liberals are deficient in those areas.
Oh, what is you, a liberal? You don't even know how to do this.
You can't read. You ain't never going to be able to do this. Yeah. You ain't never going to be able to pack these boxes, Libby boy.
Shit, man. You got to be able to carry stuff.
We found that they make decisions based on their emotions, not logic. Which is, look, you don't want people... logic is important. It's the most important thing.
You need to stop what you're doing and be logical.
And it says, this would be very detrimental to our business. We regret any inconvenience this may cause. And I said I had this hanging up at Street Fight Headquarters, HQ.
We need to get that. We will print that out and put it up somewhere.
And somebody from Mad World News wrote a story about this boss has liberals fuming.
Can you believe it? He's just going out there and telling the truth. He's done the work. He's done the research in the liberal.
One of my favorite, it was just so great to see it get reported on. That meme is beautiful because it's nice. Such a fucking wordy sign.
It's just, I mean, anybody that sees it just knows the person that hung it is a
dick.
Ineffective.
Yes, absolutely.
Just completely awful.
So after sharing these 10 memes, I just want to say it has been a very great year.
I love this year so far.
And I think we're going to end the show now showing off some of our... We're going to end this showing off some of our stuff that we got this year.
Yeah. Let's get some extra thank yous in here for people I know that are our Patreon subscribers that even went above and beyond and sent cards. Thank you to Dr. Buzzo. We got this Christmas card here, Lebowski Christmas. It made me laugh, and we appreciate the message. Also, the Kratom that came along with it. We're riding high on it and appreciate that gift. Also, thank you, Tree of Woe, for all of your help this year with social media. You definitely put a lot of cool links and bands out there for Street Fight listeners on our social media. But he also sent a Christmas card, a perfect one, the Xmas Reef, which I'll do a photo for that, too. And then we mentioned him earlier, but Captain Fryhite, Nick, you're the best, and he even sends a card. He has he runs that art gallery. I mean, he has it all together, a great guy. And we really appreciate the effort. But really, right now, number one on my list is whoever sent these three hits of acid in the mail. It's very appreciative. It has naked people on it. I did Max Headroom Mescaline one of the last times that I did it, but now we have Naked Lady Acid.
Yeah.
And that was a huge windfall this year for me.
Brett and I are going to do acid this year. Who knows what it's going to be? You know, we have a few ideas for maybe doing it on recording. So we'll see where that comes from. But I have a little thing that I would like to give to you, my best friend.
Oh, my brother, really?
My compatriot. I haven't been able to give you this yet, but I want you to just Merry Christmas, buddy.
Thank you. I chipped in on a Raspberry Pi for you.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing that doesn't work.
Yeah, but it's very hard.
Yes,
it's an Android people thing.
But yeah, it's for Android people. We're iPhone people. Sorry.
We're iPhoners.
To show them what's it, what we got. What is in there, man? This is going to be a huge surprise even for me.
Oh my god. Look at that nom nom!
Psychedelics!
It's mushrooms, everybody!
It's everything.
Look at them big fat honkers! That's a hog leg right there! Check it!
So yeah, baby, we're gonna be, that's in 2 weeks. I don't know when the acid happens.
Holy moly! Thank you! That's huge windfall!
Beautiful.
Did you have to get that off the dark web, or was that like on the street shit?
A beautiful listener of our show that lives in Columbus, Ohio sold this to me.
Wow, thank you.
I'm not going to say the name, but you are beautiful and you are loved by the Street Fight Boys.
We'll make sure you get the video. That's amazing. I love mushrooms.
So again,
mushrooms.
I just want to say, thank you so much for donating, and I'm really honored that you listen to this show and that you like us enough to donate money to us.
Yeah, it does mean a lot. I do donate some when I can, but not enough. I donate to Chapo and Delete Your Account,
which we would love to give a shout out to Delete Your Account. Qmars and Rokea are wonderful.
That's true. That was a huge part of this year too. Is that election show was gigantic. The numbers were 100 times, you know, the amount that people were listening to other shows. And other people in my life that knew me personally that don't normally listen to Street Fight listened to it and were pretty impressed by what we had to say. So I thought that was definitely a huge show for us. And what they do, it still continues to be, like, for me, really impressive. The on-the-ground interviews that they get from people that are fighting the good fight, you know?
Right. And again, they were wonderful. They will be on Street Fight in 2017. We're going to do a show with them. So you'll get something out of them.
Sure.
I also, again, I want to just throw out there, I want to thank Matt Chrisman for coming out to our shows and for going to Cleveland with me. And those Chapo boys have been nothing but sweet to us. And Virgil Texas and Stephen
right.
Heck and Rob Wisman.
Exactly.
And Nick and Janine and Baltimore Matt. It meant a lot to hang out with those guys. It was the first time I decided, you know, we decided this is going to be our life. After hanging out with all those talented people.
And it was
an honor.
It was the Candy and Kratom Den. It was great. It felt like some sort of fucking Rolling Stone magazine from 1968 where we were all out there causing trouble and doing Kratom and Candy and shit.
Yeah.
It was fun. I loved it. And I want to see more of it. And, yeah, I mean, lots of piece of shit people out there that align with what cool people do. But, you know, Chapo and Delete Your Account and all the people that continue to be a part of our scene, we really do appreciate it.
Yeah, Justin Morris from Real Good Show. And also, I'd like to throw out Aubrey Sitterson.
Yes,
that had me on his show just a couple days ago for us now.
That was a good 2016 for you. The Straight Shoe Podcast, which is a really good wrestling show. I'm probably going to start listening to it now.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked the guy, and he's a good host, and you did a wonderful job, so it was a good show.
So, yeah, and also, when Brett got busted, Matt and Will jumped in to help with the show, and that was also nice. And,
true.
And Arish Singh jumped in to help. Arish Singh and Steve Orange jumped in to help Brett when I was down. And just thank you to all of you out there. It means a lot to us that we have this help, and this year is going to keep getting better and better, I promise.
Yeah, and all the money is, I mean, it costs like $200 a month just to pay for the MP3 archives of our show. So, you know, we aren't quite getting filthy rich off of this yet, but what you're
providing is something that is enough for us to make real fucking differences and turn this shit into a real street fight where we can get things more communal and with a little bit more respect around here. A little bit more,
yeah.
Something more that Robert De Niro would be okay with. Where a man that does a hard day's work can go home and own a home.
Yeah, beautiful. So happy new year to you. Yes. You'll see us.
2017 is going to fucking rule. Don't worry about it. 2016 was awesome.
Yeah, we got an inauguration live show coming up. You're going to get another video very soon.
And people fucking die, so you need to get on your shit and remind yourself every day you're going to be dead and do your shit that disrupts the system.
All right, see ya. Time to for Brett and I to...
Yeah, I'm going to get so fucked up. So fucked up. So fucked up. Fucked up. So fucked up.